The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chickie is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
I'm Laura LaChapelle.
And I'm Corinne McKenzie.
From Sleeping Beauty the Panto.
Game of Thorns.
And you are listening to
Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Diana Chickie with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. Sandcastle Theatre is proud to present Sleeping Beauty the Panto Game of Thorns. This traditional Christmas panto with a cast of 40 mixed with youth and adults is taking place at the Wasaga Beach Recplex with four shows scheduled Saturday, December the 21st and Sunday, December the 22nd at 2 and 7 p.m. Joining me in the studio, our local director for Sandcastle Theatre, Laura LaChapelle, and actress Corinne McKenzie. This marks her third panto for Laura LaChapelle, as she previously directed Potter the Panto and Narnia the Panto for Sandcastle Theatre, spearheaded by artistic director and instructor Stephanie Fowler. Actress Corinne McKenzie is a busy mom and a paramedic who is embarking in the role as Maleficent after being away for almost two decades. Tickets are $15 for students and $20 for adults, available at UPIC parties in Collingwood or online at sandcastletheatre.com. Lauren Corinne will share the upcoming panto production. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique at Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Sandcastle Theatre is proud to present Sleeping Beauty the Panto Game of Thorns, a traditional Christmas panto scheduled Saturday, December the 21st and Sunday, December the 22nd at the Wasaga Beach Recplex at 2 and 7 p.m. Joining me in the studio is local director for Sandcastle Theatre, Laura LaChapelle, and actress Corinne McKenzie. Great to see you again, Laura, and welcome to Beach Corner, Corinne.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for having us. Always a pleasure.
So, Laura, last time we spoke, auditions were being held at the Collingwood Library. How was it?
It was fantastic. We had such a great turnout that I actually had to have callbacks and bring, you know, some of the highlighted actors that had come out, see them again, see them together, because in this panto, I find that you really need to look at chemistry. And also, because Sleeping Beauty and a few other characters have to age, another actor has to play them. So I have to really look at, you know, how the growth of an actor will look in a character. So it was a great turnout and a lot of familiar faces from the other pantos. I would say at least half the cast have been in the other pantos, at least.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, fantastic.
So Corinne, you have close ties with Laura and this is your first play together. Can you tell us about your relationship?
Yeah, Laura and I have known each other for over 20 years. We met a long time ago in the restaurant industry, actually. We were both serving in Collingwood, both having grown up in the theater musical community. And we managed to sort of connect that way, and we've kept our ties over all these years and growing and aging with our families. And this is my first opportunity to come out and showcase what I can do.
How nice. So how does it feel to be back after almost two decades? I hear that you were away and now embarking in this role as Maleficent.
Well, it has certainly been a steep learning curve, we'll put it that way. But it's been great. It's been a real growth process for myself. I've been able to revisit what I really enjoy, which is musical theater and singing and dancing and acting. And it's been wonderful to be a part of you know, community theater and seeing all of the new faces that are out there and what they bring to the table.
And how are you preparing for this role?
A lot of practice. As we age, we get busier, and memorizing and things of that nature maybe are a little bit more difficult than we were when we were a youth. So as a busy mom and a paramedic, I take my time wisely to rehearse lines and practice.
And how different is this role in comparison to what you have done in the past?
In the past, I didn't quite combine the three disciplines of acting and dancing and singing together quite so much, and certainly not in a lead role. I was in Peter Pan way back in high school days, and didn't have as many lines or, you know, as significant a role as I do this time as Maleficent. So this has certainly been a giant bite out of the program.
What do you enjoy most about these pantos?
I love being in a panto to see the three disciplines come together, the acting and the singing and the dancing, and I love the mashup of an old fairy tale or an old story coming together with a new twist. So our Game of Thorns is a relatively new program, so it's really great to see what can come out of it and the comedy of it all, and enjoying everything that happens.
Now, is this your first time doing a panto?
It is my first time doing a panto. I played a fairly lead role in Peter Pan when I was much younger in high school, but this is the first time as a lead role in something that's got a lot more depth and character to it.
Well, joining me in the studio is Sandcastle Theatre Director Laura LaChapelle and actress Corinne McKenzie. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
Is your new or existing business looking for recognition in Mississauga Beach? Beach Booster Group is your one-stop shop for all things local, all things promotional. Beach Booster will succeed in creating a complete local promotional package that can include high-profile outdoor, print, and radio promotion of your business and services. Beach Booster's community events offer additional opportunity for visible participation of your company in the Mississauga Beach area. Beach Booster Promotions also specializes in all types of promotional products and apparel to help you create your local and professional profile. Contact us at info@beachbooster.com or call 705-241-9762. We are local. We are Mississauga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guests, Laura LaChapelle and Corinne McKenzie. So Laura, tell us about some of the actors taking part. As I understand, there's a cast of 40.
Big cast.
Wow, another yes. Big cast.
It's nice to work with some of the cast members that I've worked with in the past, because I don't have that rebuilding or new chemistry. I've already worked with them, and they're you know, it's easy to direct them. And then when you bring in new cast members, they bring in that new fresh energy, new ideas, and new chemistry. So it's been a great experience. I love the cast. I love each cast of all the pantos I've done.
So how is the cast embracing this production?
Well, there's a lot of sword fighting in this one. Well, Game of Thorns, of course. There's you know, some blood spilled here and there. So I really enjoyed that part of it that I haven't had to do in the other pantos. We have a very big battle scene, and it's exciting to see all that happens and all the sword fighting. So the boys in particular, but you'd be surprised, a lot of the girls are loving the sword fighting.
Nice.
So yeah, no matter male, female, what age, they're all in it with the sword fighting.
So you have directed Potter the Panto and Narnia the Panto for Sandcastle Theatre, spearheaded by artistic director and instructor Stephanie Fowler. This marks your third panto. What makes pantos so popular?
Well, I think it's how we take an old story and we just twist it up, and we look at the comedy of it and just bring in these unexpected twists. And I think the other thing is the interaction with the audience. We all love that, and I love directing that. If I can find any way for these actors to interact with the audience, we always find a way. So there's sword fighting in the audience.
Wow.
The audience gets to help with some of the death scenes, and Maleficent gets to you know, use the audience to gain some anger power and whatnot. And the audience gets to boo for the villain and cheer for the hero.
sense, right?
Each show is actually different on its own because of that live interaction.
So give us an overview of what we can anticipate with Sleeping Beauty the Panto. You said the interaction with the audience. What else is going on that you can tell us about this this Game of Thorns panto?
Well, it's interesting to see how Stephanie Fowler, she also wrote the script. She is a wonderful writer and writes these pantos herself. And she takes some of the key characters that we are familiar with from Game of Thrones and just tweaks those characters a little bit. So it's not quite them, but it's just that idea, that essence of the Jaime Lannister and the, you know, Queen Cersei and whatnot, and just has those kind of characters in this twist. And I love how she's intertwined them with the characters that you see in Sleeping Beauty. Like, how does Maleficent interact with the prince, the different princes in Game of Thrones.
So this will mark the final production for Sandcastle Theatre. So can you elaborate on that?
Well, Stephanie's actually been running Sandcastle Theatre for 20 years.
Wow.
She had started it, in the late 90s. And she started working with the schools, bringing theatre to students in the classroom setting, and then pulled it out sort of independently and has been running theatre training programs and whatnot. I've actually only been a part for the last 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's been an exciting journey for her. But I think now she'd like to see what is over the horizon after having put in all this time and kind of leave on a high note.
Aww,
yeah, it's
nice.
It's a bittersweet, you know, it's always hard to say goodbye to a beautiful project.
Of course.
And she has touched so many hearts and so many actors.
So I guess this will be special.
Very special, yeah.
Very, very special. Yes, absolutely. So how much are the tickets and where can they be purchased?
Well, the tickets we have available at You Pick Parties in Collingwood.
Okay.
They are $20 for adults and $15 for children and seniors. You can also get them online, sandcastletheatre.com, and there will be tickets, of course, available at the door.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Lauren, Corinne, for being my guest and wishing you all the best of success with Sleeping Beauty the Panto, Game of Thorns, a traditional Christmas panto taking place at the Wasaga Beach Recplex on Saturday, December the 21st and Sunday, December the 22nd at 2 and 7 p.m.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this break.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Laura LaChapelle and Corinne McKenzie for being my guests as we look forward to Sleeping Beauty the Panto Game of Thorns presented by Sandcastle Theatre at the Wasaga Beach Recplex with 4 shows. Scheduled Saturday, December the 21st, and Sunday, December the 22nd at 2 and 7 p.m. Tickets are $15 for students and $20 for adults, available at You Pick Parties, located at 210 Hugh Ontario Street in Collingwood, or online at sandcastletheatre.com. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Dinah Chickie. Beach Corner's broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from our homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner is also a regular feature in Beach Booster publication and can be seen on Wasaga Beach TV and Beach Talk. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster. You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, broadcasting from our studios in the Stonebridge Town Center on Main Street, in the heart of downtown Wasaga Beach.